look at what is happening now, into that in terms of governance, if we are not careful, people will perceive the government of the day in terms of security. Because if you have a particular vigilante group coming up like this and then trying to take the law into their own hands, and then somebody that the president himself has actually dominated to steer the affairs of a particular public institution, a group of persons can now rise up against the bold president's decision, then it is sad for this country. Because the country has so many institutions. The police is also an institution on itself. And so if the police cannot bring law and order in a particular small community, then it is sad for the country.
Rule of law is working. And the president, I don't think he's got the capacity to go and arrest anybody. He directed the appropriate state institutions to do that. It appears they are not. Is there any other way that the president can resort to if the police are not obeying his directives?
It is a good call that the president has said that indeed he has given the police the mandate to arrest. Then the police themselves should also put that word to task. Then if you arrest somebody and then you are being transferred, then we can come to your favor. Or if you arrest somebody to prosecute the person or they end up punishing you, then we can say that the president himself is not working the talk that he said. But here is the case, it has never happened. So you should be able to have the mandate and the guts to go and arrest whoever is causing mayhem.
You heard a governance expert, Emmanuel Osei Esiama.